Alright, here we go. We're back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast, hosted by yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, and world events. I got a few topics I'm going to get into, sports-related, and one is, I guess you could say it's world events, political-related. Don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. Also, this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. You need online marketing promotions for your music or your brand or your product. Check out promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, a cat lover, animal rights activist, check out newlitter.com, New Litter Apparel. We got t-shirts, hoodies, shoes, and we got apparel for your dogs to wear like dog bandanas. And also for Shizzle, I got to shout out Dizzle, just add ice, dizzlebrand.com. Do your dizzle at dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle, a mixture of cognac, agave, tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, and crisp lemon. I got my bottle right here in front of me, and I tell you what, the dizzle is no joke. All right, so I got a few topics I want to get into. One is the Sixers plan to fine Ben Simmons until he shows up at the beginning of the training camp. So they're going to play hardball because Ben Simmons apparently, you know, is playing hardball. He said it's not his job to bring his value up. If he wants to go to one of the California teams or if he wants to go, you know, a place where he might have a say-so, yes, it is his job to bring up his value. And when you make as much money as Ben Simmons, it's your job to produce, to play good basketball, night in, night out. This is that athletic privilege, man. That athletic privilege. It doesn't matter what race, creed, color you are. Athletes have privilege. When you're making $40 million a year and you're passing up wide open dunks and you can't even make free throws, you don't work hard in the offseason. You don't better your craft. You know, you're being paid to improve your craft and get better and be great. You're not getting paid to play basketball. You're getting paid to do a job. You know, so Ben Simmons, I be honest with you, I got zero respect for Ben Simmons as an athlete, as a professional, as a man, you know. He's a little sensitive crybaby who doesn't work hard but expects to get paid like he works hard. He doesn't really want to better himself as a player. He's, you know, like Ben Simmons is in it for the money, man. Ben Simmons don't care about winning. I don't care what Ben Simmons says. Ben Simmons don't want no championship. Ben Simmons, so let him go wherever the hell they send him. You know, go send him to Minnesota so he can never win a championship. Because apparently Ben Simmons don't want to win championships. And that ain't going to last too long either because he go over there and play with Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards going to be in his ass for slacking. But, yeah, so apparently Sixers will play hardball. Good for them because it is your job to keep your value up, Ben, when you're playing that much. It is your job to improve your value. If not, then, you know, to trade you to the worst market on the planet. All right, so next one is John Wall and Rockets agree to find him a trade. I'm going to tell you right now, man. Rockets ain't going to find no trade for John Wall no time soon. They're not going to find it. I guarantee the Rockets are not going to find a trade for John Wall before the All-Star break. And it might not even be this year. I mean, let's think about it. Let me pull up NBA.com real quick. Like, let's give a rundown of the teams that would literally need a point guard and might be interested in John Wall. Let's see. Ben Simmons for John Wall, I don't know. The money could work out. The money could definitely work out. What would the Sixers want more than that? Yeah, maybe John Wall and Eric Gordon for Ben Simmons. That might could work. I mean, but Brooklyn Nets, no. Bucks, no. Knicks, they just got Kemba Walker. Atlanta Hawks, hell no. They got Trae Young. Miami Heat, hell no. Boston, nah. I mean, they got Dennis Schroeder. Maybe John, I don't know. John Wall to Boston for Dennis Schroeder, maybe. I don't know. But the money, they had to throw in some more pieces to make the money. That's the problem. John Wall's damn near guaranteed $100 million over the next 2 years, and he's not playing like a $100 million player over the next 2 years. Indiana Pacers, nah. Charlotte Hornets, nah. We got LaMelo Ball. We good. Chicago Bulls, they just got Lonzo Ball. Toronto, they got Fred VanVleet. Cleveland. Maybe Cleveland. Maybe John Wall. But even then, John Wall, this is the thing John Wall's got to realize. John Wall wants to go to a team that's not rebuilding. The likelihood of that is not likely. The likely that he goes to a contender, I mean, let's look at contenders. I mean, Warriors, no. Lakers, no. Portland, no. Dallas, I don't know. John Wall to Dallas? I mean, who do they got at point guard, really? Nobody, really. But I don't know if that would fit with him and Luka. I mean, it might. John Wall could probably play off the ball, too. Dallas, maybe. I've heard Clippers rumbles of maybe Serge Ibaka. Eric Bledsoe. Maybe the Clippers, but that's about it, man. In the West, I mean, Clippers and maybe Dallas. Past that, I mean, you're talking about a non-contender. I don't know. Maybe San Antonio. Maybe Pop will want John Wall. But they're still non-contenders. They're not rebuilding, but they're non-contenders. I don't see him going to a contender. In the East, I mean, yeah, who are you going to? Cleveland for Sexton, and would I trade Colin Sexton for John Wall? Hell no. Not at this point in his career. I don't know that John Wall is going to find a trade this year. He might have to do a buyout next year. I don't see it happening. I could be wrong, but I don't see the Rockets finding. This is my chances. I see the Rockets finding a trade for John Wall. That's my chances. And Ben Simmons want to play hardball with the Sixers. Hey, good luck with that. You're going to end up like in Minnesota somewhere or some scrubby-ass team. All right. Nick Wright versus Kyrie on Twitter. Nick Wright posted something. This is Nick Wright. I don't know that the info that Nick Wright necessarily put out there was factual, but Nick Wright proved a point. He proved a point that is factual. Because I thought about something when I heard the iCouple talking about Nick Wright versus Kyrie. Nick Wright basically posted that some possible trade scenarios for Kyrie Irving. Also, hit that click now, subscribe button, that like, and that reshare and comment also. So he posted these trade scenarios. And one of the trade scenarios made me believe what Nick Wright said is true. Not that it necessarily happened with his agents. Nick Wright basically said that people called the Brooklyn to fill out, see if they could trade to get Kyrie. And apparently Kyrie's agents caught wind of it and were like, well, if y'all trade, Brooklyn trades y'all, told the teams if Brooklyn trades Kyrie to y'all, he'll retire. Well, Nick threw out a trade scenario. Like, now, if Kyrie was to get traded to Sixers for Ben Simmons, I'm not necessarily thinking that Kyrie will retire. I mean, Philadelphia, it's on the East Coast. It's close to Jersey. Joel Embiid. I'm not necessarily – that could work. But when he said Kyrie for Damian Lillard. I know for a fact, I will put my life on it, that if Kyrie got traded for Damian Lillard to Portland, Kyrie will retire. So Nick Wright was somewhat right. Whether it happened, the agent said that Kyrie will retire if he gets traded to another team, I don't know if that's facts or not. But I do know it's fact that if Kyrie got traded to Kyrie got traded to Portland for Damian Lillard, he will retire. He won't play for Portland. He'll retire. At least for a year and then maybe come back. You're not going to sit here and tell me, Kyrie, with a straight face, to my face, that if you got traded for Damian Lillard to Portland, you wouldn't retire. If Kyrie told me to my face that he wouldn't retire, I would tell him to his face, you're a bold-faced liar. I know for a fact Kyrie Irving will retire if he got traded to Portland for Dame Lillard. So what Nick Wright put out there is pretty much somewhat truth. Maybe not fact that it happened that way, but it's truth. I'm pretty sure there's a couple other teams. If Kyrie got traded to some other team, let's see. If he got traded to Memphis for Ja Morant, I'm pretty sure he'd retire. I'm pretty sure he will retire. So, and the fact that Kyrie didn't reply to, basically Kyrie replied to Nick basically with something saying you're a puppet. And Nick replied back, Kyrie, if your beef ain't with me, it's with your agents if you're sitting there saying that your agents didn't tell teams that. And come to think about it, when I heard a couple talk about Damian Lillard for Kyrie, I'm like, you know what? Kyrie to Portland, I know for a fact he will retire. So there's truth to that. If Kyrie said to my face he will not retire if he got traded for Damian Lillard to Portland, I would. He's a liar. He's a blatant liar. Bold-faced liar. Kyrie knows. He knows good and well that he would retire if they traded him to Portland for Damian Lillard. Stop it, Kyrie. That's why you didn't reply back to Nick Wright, because you know there's some truth to that. You really start thinking about it. All right. Before I get into this last topic, world event, hit that click now, subscribe button, like, share, comment, good, bad, ugly, whatever. I accept all engagement on my social media. All engagement is good engagement because all social medias are about engagement. Let me get into this General Millie. General Silly Millie, as they called him on this, show I watched. If this guy literally told that, I don't care who your president is. I don't care who the president is. If you call China, if you're a general of the United States and you call China and you tell them you're going to warn them, or any country for that matter, if you sit there and call any country for that matter and tell them that if the U.S. attacks you, I'll give you a phone call and warn you ahead of time. You're a traitor. You're a traitor. You've committed treason. You're a scumbag. You're not a general. You're not a patriot. You're not a real general. To be honest with you, you should lose your job. You probably should face federal court martials. You probably should be due prison time. And you should, whatever they do to traitors and people who commit treason, that's what needs to happen to this general. He's a scumbag. He's a traitor to any country. Any country where a general causes another country and says, hey, if we decide to attack you, I'm going to call you ahead of time and let you know. He's a traitor. He's a freaking traitor. Any country setting, I don't care what country it is. If he was a Chinese general, and he called America and said, hey, yo, General Milley, if China decides we're going to attack you, I'm going to call you ahead of time and let you know. Man, the Chinese government would chop his head off. They would chop his freaking head off. This guy probably should be hung or burnt at the stake, man. This guy should be hung or burnt at the stake. This guy should lose his life. You should throw him in an electric chair, lethal injection. I don't care. Put him in front of a fucking firing squad. He committed treason if he did this. He's a traitor. In any country, I don't care what country you live in. If you're a general that does this, you're a traitor. You committed treason. You should be hung at the stake. I mean, no, burnt at the stake and hung, man. Like, I'm sorry. Have your balls shocked, like electric shock treatment. Like, this guy should be alive. In any other country you did this, this guy would be locked up in jail or dead, man, or worse. They might, man, if he did this in China or North Korea or some communist country, this guy's whole family might be dead right now. But America, you know, we're, you know, like, we only America would this shit fly. Would this bullshit fly? That a general talks about calling a country beforehand and warning them that we are going to attack them. Traitor, treason. Like, I don't care what they throw his ass off of a freaking cliff. He deserves it. Because in any other country you did this, you'd be dead or in jail or worse. But in America, can you get away with this bullshit? Like, I don't. If our army, if our generals are doing this, our army is the weakest army in the world. We're the most pathetic army in the world. We're the most pathetic country in the world right now. We're the only country on the planet where our generals are actually going to warn a country and call them, you know, make a collect call and, hey, yo, I want to let you know that we're about to attack. Who the fuck does that? What country does that? I mean, who does that? But a traitor, a treason ass snitch. You want to know what a rat is? You want to know what a rat is? It's General Milley. You want to know what a picture of a rat looks like? You know, the poster boy of rats is General Milley. He's going to rat us out to another country before we attack him. And these Democrats are sitting there defending us like idiots, like complete idiots, man, morons. They're all defending treason, a traitor. I don't care who the freaking president was. Unless he was Hitler, and I'm sorry, anybody that compared Donald Trump to Hitler is dumber than a bag of bricks. You're dumber than a bag of bricks. Shoot yourself and get it over with. I don't care. You shouldn't even be walking the face of this. You're a waste of breath if you compare Donald Trump to Hitler. You're a moron. You're a complete idiot. You're the dumbest person on the planet. Or you're in a group of the dumbest people on the planet that you compare Donald Trump to Hitler. So unless Hitler was president of the United States, and he wasn't. And even then, if a general of the German, back when Hitler was president, if Hitler would have found out a German general called the UK or France beforehand and said, hey, oh yeah, by the way, Germany's about to attack you, his whole family would be dead. He would have got his whole family killed. So stop it with this. This is treason and a traitor in every single country on the planet, man. Except the Democrats, of course. They're the only ones that defend this hypocrisy, this double standard, this traitor, this treason. The only Democrats would be scumbags enough to defend this. If there's any Republican defending this or any non-Republican defending this, any independent, non-democratic defending this, they're a complete scumbag. All y'all should be put in front of a firing squad. I mean, this is the worst of the worst. You don't warn a country before we attack them. And let's be for real. We was never going to attack China. Stop it. Lies, fairy tales, bogus, make-believe, imaginary. No more realer than the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus or Jesus Christ or dragons or magic wands or wizards or elves or any of that bullshit you see in Lords of the Rings that ain't real. Hobbits, ogres, goblins. It's all fairy tales, imaginary, made up, bogus narrative. It's all fake. It's all make-believe. It's not reality. Because the reality is, in any other country, you'd be in prison or dead if you did this. You don't warn another country that we're going to attack them. You know? It's like somebody that, you know, you're going to go over to, you know, a guy has a bunch of automatic weapons. Hey, just to let you know, Bob, I'm about to come over to your house and I'm about to shoot you up, even though you got a grenade launcher and a rocket launcher. Who does that? But a complete idiot. And if for you to do it as a general for that represents a whole country, you're pretty much trying to get us all killed. You're pretty much handed all of us a death sentence when you call a country beforehand and let them know, oh, yeah, by the way, we're about to attack you. So go ahead and bomb us first. Go ahead and send the nukes over first. You know? Fucking idiot of a... I mean, this got to be the worst general on the planet, man. You got to be the worst general on the planet, the worst general ever to call somebody and warn somebody before we're going to attack them. I don't care what we're attacking any country for, whether we're wrong or whether we're right. You don't call them beforehand and let them know, you traitor. You scumbag of a general. Why not get every man, woman, and child in America killed? Why not call China and, hey, by the way, we're going to attack you. We're about to bomb you with nukes. I thought I'd give you the courtesy of letting you bomb us first. I mean, if they put this guy in front of a fire squad, I would probably volunteer. I mean, you're pretty much signing all of our death sentences, you know, when you call a country beforehand and warn them. I mean, anybody that's defending this, I got to question you as a human being. I got to question, do you care about your family members that live in America? As an American, do you care about any of your family members whatsoever? Because you must not. If you're defending a general that's going to warn a country before we attack them. You know, by the way, hey, we're going to attack you. Go ahead and send us nukes. Nuke us first. Attack us first. That's what you're pretty much doing, you freaking dumbass. When you call a country and warn them we're about to attack them, you're pretty much giving them... You give them the courtesy to attack. I'm going to give you common courtesy to attack us first. Who does that? Hey, you know what? I'm about to come to your house. I'm about to knock on your door to fight you. But I'm going to let you swing first. I'm going to let you get the first punch. Who does that? I'm going to come to your house, right, with a gun, and I'm going to knock on your door, and I'm going to shoot you. But guess what? Before the courtesy of shooting you, I'm going to let you have the option to shoot me first. I'm not a comedian, but I feel like a comedian right now. Because what a freaking jackass would do that? I mean, one jackass would do that. I'm not going to do what you think I'm going to do. Spaz out. But I am. I mean, it's some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my entire life. A general is actually going to call a country and warn them before they attack them. A country that he's not from, that is, I'm saying it, they're the enemy. They're the enemy. They are not our friends. They are just business associates. China and Russia are business associates. Excuse me, but let me sip my water on this real quick. I've had plenty of business associates that weren't my friends. We were just business associates. So, yeah, there's that. I mean, this is the worst, dude. He should be like, nah, I'm saying it, man. He should be put in front of a firing squad, man, or locked in prison. Whatever they do to treason and traitors in this country, that's what they should do to him. If they lock him up in Guantanamo Bay for however many years, our general should be locked up and throw away the key in Guantanamo Bay. And to be honest with you, they might want to torture him and make sure he's not working for the other side. Because that's what you're pretty much doing right here. You're working for the other side. I mean, what side are you on? You're on the side that's against us? I mean, anybody defending us should be ashamed of themselves. You should be ashamed. I mean, you should be ashamed to even look in the mirror at yourself. You're a scumbag if you defend what he did. It's treason, plain and simple. He's a traitor, plain and simple. This, in any other setting, this would be called feeding the enemy information. This is a treason. This is a treasonal act. This is treason, man. I don't care what anybody says. This is treason. Yeah, I don't. We should be a little nervous about the people that are in leadership in this country. If these are the things that are going on, we're going to warn countries before we're going to attack them, so they can attack us first, and then we're going to defend it. Like it's just okay. No, anybody defending it, I don't want to sit here and hear you say that you care about anybody in America whatsoever. You're a liar. You're a bold-faced liar. You're a scumbag. You don't care about human life whatsoever. You just care about getting all your friends and family killed. That's all you, like, I'm starting to question, do Democrats even care about people in this country whatsoever? I think they really are communists. They really are communists. They really are pushing communist agendas. They're really just trying to control us. They don't care about us whatsoever. I mean, yeah. That's it, man. I mean, I could probably talk about this all day. Because this is, nah, man. Lock him up, throw away the key, man. This guy should not DC in daylight ever again. Any other country you did this. I mean, if this was in North Korea, I would guarantee, I would put my life on it, his whole family would be dead right now. They'd have made an example of him, you know. But apparently we don't make examples of traitors and treason in this country. We just slap it on the wrist. It's okay. Just don't do it again. You know. Just don't warn the enemy next time, you know. Which, first of all, you warned them for nothing because we wasn't going to war with China at all. Anybody that thinks Trump was going to war with China is dumber than a bag of bricks. You're dumber than the dumbest of dumb people. I mean, you're a freaking moron. You're a complete idiot, man. You were dropped on your head about a million freaking times as a baby. Because you ain't got no brain cells left. You smoke too much crack or something. You're a freaking meth addict. If you think, you know, Donald Trump was going to go to war with China. No, I don't think nobody is on the planet is that dumb. When one out of every five Chinese is trained for warfare. I don't know that anybody on the planet is that dumb. You know. Except apparently Democrats. Of course. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Please hit the click now, subscribe button, hit the like, share. Don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz, New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. and Dizzle Brand. Just add ice, dizzlebrand.com. Do your Dizzle. Check them out, dizzlebrand.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and a bunch of recipes as well. And don't forget, the audio version of my podcast goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, Player FM, iHeart, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. Yes, this was a crazy episode because we're dealing with a traitor of a general. And you're just dealing with a lot of scumbag stuff. I mean, like, a lot of delusional people, too, in basketball. Ben Simmons, I mean, you're delusional. John Wall's delusional if he thinks he's going to find any trade anytime soon. He's going to be playing. He's going to be practicing and sitting the bench for probably all this year. All right, well, thank you for tuning in. This was episode 59. I'm your host, Paul Pickett. Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. The Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.